Now, my big question, Chris, is English itself innately more playful than any other language? It's only in England that you might think that an Oxford College, St Catherine's, would appoint an official enigmatist.
Well, all courts in the past had a jester, right, which is very important, not just for entertainment, but because here was somebody with no political affiliation who could tell you bad news and could keep the gossip, and he was immune from sanction. And indeed, there was a jester in Tonga in 1999. I think Bristol appointed one recently, so they're coming back in.
Yeah.
And St Catherine's, well, it's a modern college, and motto, Nova et Vetera, so it sort of looks both ways. Roots in the past, tree canopy in the future. So I think it's a good idea, because life isn't just about work.
Right.
It's also play. I think it was Heine said that people who don't understand how much work there is in play and how much play there is in work have understood neither.
Yes, there's that wonderful book, Homo Ludens, which in a way is a better definition of us. We're not sapient particularly. We're not Homo sapiens, but we are games-playing species, aren't we?
Yes, but one of the great things about language is most of us have a language. So we've got the material.
The structure out of which to build a game without...
Yes.
Yeah.
And I like to travel light, so...
You don't need counters and a board, you just
Exactly, yeah. Which is why I prefer word games to board games. You don't need the trappings.
No.
Now, English...
The appurtenances.
Yes. Now, English... all languages have this conceit about themselves. The Hungarians always say, it's a difficult language, but it's beautiful. Yeah. And the English always say, oh, it's the only language you could do crosswords. And this isn't true. I mean, I regularly do with my partner Polish crosswords, and they are cryptic. Now, are they as good? They're different. Every language has got different structure. I mean, the Japanese have a tough time playing Scrabble.
Yes.
Right. But in Polish, for example, Scrabble is easier because you can have declensions.
Right,
all the verbs decline. You have all these different endings.
So there's so many more cognates of a simple word.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So they've got a smaller vocabulary, but they have all these variants. So they get multiplied by 6 or 10 or so. But I think because we don't like other languages, we assimilate their words rather.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we're the centre of the world, aren't we? Greenwich is in England, mate. So we absorb all these other words, and so we've got a huge vocabulary. And there does seem to be some slight truth to the fact that we're particularly suitable to all sorts of wordplay. But all other languages will have their own forms of wordplay.
I wonder if anybody studied whether you're more likely to find anagrams in English than in other language, or less likely, for example. I mean, in Italian or in Spanish, where it's very common to have consonant, verb, consonant, verb, consonant, verb, you have fewer opportunities, and they're less interesting, whereas your sort of classic English anagram, like, you know, cart, horse and orchestra or something, there's something so pleasing.
Tapestries and striptease I discovered at school and giggled
That's
no end.
It's whingers. Yes. Gershwin.
Yeah, oh, nice one. May Gray and Ragtime.
And then you get, of course, those phrases, like, I mean, which are just so pleasing. I'm sure you know that laptop machines is an anagram of Apple Macintosh.
Yes, I like those. Those are aptigrams.
Aptigrams, yeah.
But I'll give you a parallel example.